Join with me this morning in our prayer of praise and adoration. Heavenly Father, this week has been so special. You have shared your love with all the children who gathered here this week. Some met you for the first time. Others know you from past vacation Bible schools, and others from their families. It brings us joy as we experience their joy. Happiness to see them happy, and hope when we heard them laugh and sing. These children are the future of your church and will carry on discipleship into the next generation. Thank you for being with us this week, smiling and laughing as we taught these young Christians your word. Amen. Second VBS song today is Monumental Love.
Our God is great. That's a lie, but you know, I can do these dumb things and miss the and is that right?
I don't care.
You know, and that's good news, because we have something that we don't have to be ashamed of.
Would you join me this morning in the prayer of confession? Merciful God, I have far too often done what I wanted without consulting you through prayer. Sometimes I think I know what is best for me and forget that you always know what is best for me. I make unilateral decisions that not only affect me, but affect others around me. I make decisions on a whim, without considering the long-term consequences. I know I can do better, Lord, with your help. Walk with me, hold my hand, and guide me, keeping my head in his direction, so that I can get to the place in life that you have saved especially for me. Show me how to be the disciple that you have planned for me. Amen. God sees all that we do. He knows all that we think. He sings with us during the good times. He cries with us during the bad. He shows us the right path and does not condemn us when we stray. Friends, rest assured that through God the Father, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit, that our sins are forgiven. From John 14, all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Brothers and sisters, let's share the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ with each other. Susie, how do you even get out of there? Thank you for filling in today.
Thank you.
It's fine. We're kind of waiting for Sandy. She didn't show up yet. So Rachel's like, Sandy.
A little stinker.
She's getting gas.
She left you stuck.
She said she was 15 minutes away, more than 15 minutes ago.
You don't need to worry about anything with time. If people are anxious to go out, they need to remember that we're here to worship God.
So I'm going to talk. Rachel's going to do the Bible point real quick, and after she does the Bible point, she can come up and do your little thing. I think those are the ones around the usually touches. Yeah, Ron will yell it because Zoom people won't be able to hear it.
Gotcha.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So we're going to do our wrap up real quick. So this week we had 63 children attend our VBS program, and it was a great, successful week. We raised enough money with our coin jar challenge to send a child to school for a year through the Matsiko program. And if you looked under the table back there when you came in, you saw all the donations for the Evan City food cupboard. We have very generous parents that, you know, contribute to that. So Rachel's going to just quickly tell you all about what we learned this week. And yeah.
All right, so on Monday, throughout the whole week, we had Bible points, and we did like fun games to reveal those Bible points with the kiddos. They had a lot of fun with that. And so Monday's was God loves you no matter what. And then for Bible time, we learned throughout the week about Joseph. And so that day, we did Joseph's family feuds from Genesis 37. And then Tuesday we had God is with you everywhere, and that was Joseph imprisoned from Genesis 39 through 40. And then Wednesday was God is in charge, and that was Joseph gets new responsibilities in Genesis 41. So you can see our Bible points are up here. They also had Bible buddies to go with them to remember those points. Thursday was God is stronger than anything. And that one kind of veered off the path of Joseph a little bit. And we did the story from Luke 23 and 24 where Jesus dies and comes back. And then finally Friday we had God is surprising. And that was when Joseph was reunited with his family from Genesis 42 and 45.
And Pastor Mike's going to come up, and he's going to show us a little Bible coloring book that he showed the kids on Friday.
This is one of my favorite coloring books. You know, I was never one to draw within lines very well. I still can't do that very well. But this is a book that really tells us a lot about the Bible and how we understand it. In Vacation Bible School, a lot of the kids we opened the Bible and told them about the Bible, but there was absolutely no knowledge that they had. You know, they didn't know anything. It was like this Bible was just a blank book. And then they learned some things about it. They learned stories about that. And it was like a regular coloring book. But there's something even better for them to learn. They weren't a blank. They learned stories now, but we were hoping and worked on helping them to see that no, it wasn't just about nothing, but it was not more than just that, but it was really, well, it was like this. If they know the stories and they live the stories, then they can find out that Jesus really makes a difference in their lives now. And so that's true for all of us. There are so many things about the Bible that we don't know. We can learn the facts, but God really wants to put them to life by following Jesus. And I hope we all learn how to do that.
So I want to do my thank yous for everyone throughout the week, and then we will watch our video up on the wall. So I want to thank Sandy and Rachel for leading the kiddos. They stand up here and they do all that stuff for the opening and the closing, and they do a great job of getting the kids excited to learn throughout the week. Thank you to John for running the computer and all of those things. The Carters for playing the music. The kids love the live band, and it's great to have them back this year. We haven't had them in a few years, so it's great to have them back. Julie and Bob Young for planning and running the snack station. The Roscoes for donating crafts. And Tara and Mary Ann for running the craft station. Justin, Matt, Jacob, and Tim for running games. Pastor Michael, Bert and Nancy, and Frank for running Bible time. Thank you to all the crew leaders, especially Chris, Lily, Lauren, Denise, and Rachel Kremmel. Thank you for Erica for helping me run the program. And especially thank you to the church congregation for donating the food for snacks and for donating money to the program. We run a free program, and we're able to keep it free because of the congregation and the parents that donate money. And it's just a blessing to the community, and I thank you. And this video will be on YouTube later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze me how many kids show up at Vacation Bible School here every year. When I looked over the outline for the Vacation Bible School, the first night, the message was, God loves you no matter what. And what came to my mind first was the story of Moses. And when I mention Moses, when you hear the name Moses, many people think of the baby in the basket, in the Nile being saved from being killed by the Pharaoh. Or you may think of Moses on the mountain when he looked like Charlton Heston and got the Ten Commandments from God. Or being chased through the desert by Pharaoh, who looked like Yul Brynner. Or parting the Red Sea. Or any of those things. But when I think of Moses, I think of the middle of his life, where it was a little darker side. And it's proof that God loves you no matter what. So let's look at God's word in Exodus and talk about that for just a minute. Will you pray with me? Lord, as we read and listen to God's word, written here by Moses, let our eyes and our ears be open. Let the word settle on our hearts. Let us apply this to our lives so that we can be the disciples that you expect us to be. So reading from Exodus, this is kind of the middle of Moses' life after he had spent 25 years or so in the palace with Pharaoh. He went out among his people, and this is the story of this part of his life, beginning at the 11th verse. And one day when Moses was grown up, he went out to his people and he looked on their burdens. And he saw that an Egyptian was beating a Hebrew, one of his people. And he looked this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the next day, behold, two Hebrews were struggling with each other. And he said to the one man that was doing wrong, "Why do you strike your fellow?" And he answered, "Who made you the prince and the judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "Surely this thing is known." And when Pharaoh heard of it, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and stayed in the land of Midian. And he sat down by the well. Now the priests of Midian had seven daughters, and they came to draw water. And they filled the troughs with water for their father's flock. But the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to their father Reuel, he said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hands of the shepherds and even drew water for us and watered the flock." And he said to his daughters, Where is he? Why have you left the man? Call him so that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses his daughter Zipporah. She bore a son, and they called him Gershom. And he said, "I have been a foreigner in a foreign land." This is the word of God. So when I think of this part of Moses' life, I think many of us have dark parts in our lives. Things that we've done in the past that we don't publicize. Some things that we may be ashamed of, as Moses did in this part of his life. But God didn't hold that against him. God had a plan for Moses from the very beginning. He saved Moses from being drowned in the Nile because he had a plan. He was saved by the Pharaoh's daughter because God had a plan. He fled Egypt to Midian because God had a plan for him. And he spent a long time in Midian, don't know exactly how long, 15 or 20 years, until what? He came across the burning bush, and God re-entered his life and said, Moses, I have a job for you. And Moses, what was Moses' response was, are you sure? I don't think I'm the guy for this, God. You know, they don't like me back in Egypt. I'm not part of the Hebrews anymore. I'm not sure you have the right guy. And God said, I will be with you. I'll put the words in your mouth. When we think about that today, we think about what we've done in the past, what others done in the past. When we think about Moses, we think about all the great things he's done. But today the tables have turned a bit. When you see political ads, and I shudder when I see political ads on TV, they talk about all the good things that they've done. They may have done programs for education so that kids are better prepared for college, for careers after high school. But what the opposition hones in on is 35 years ago when he was in high school, he went to a party and smoked some marijuana. And that's the topic. But God never gave up on Moses. He never gave up on David. He never gave up on Paul, who imprisoned many Christians for following the new way. He had a plan for all those people, and he has a plan for each one of us. He has a plan for each one of us from birth. He knows what his goal is for us in life. Where does he want to see us? What does he want us to accomplish? It may not be freeing the Israelites from slavery. It may not be getting the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai, but there's a spot that God has picked out for each one of us. As I came to Bible school this week, and this is the first year that I've not been at Bible school for the entire week, and it still bothers me that I was not able to be here. But the last week of Bible school, or the last day of Bible school, was always a hayride. And as we're driving around with the hay wagon, we have a load of kids, all different ages, and they're laughing and they're singing and they're talking, and I'm looking at each one of them thinking to myself, what is God's plan for you? You don't know what it is yet, but God has a plan for each one of these 63 kids that came here today. And our job, our obligation as a congregation, is to keep them pointed in the right direction. Our vacation Bible school every year attracts a lot of kids. And as Pastor Mike said, a lot of kids had no idea what this Bible was when they came, but they knew what it was when they left. And that's the first step. So as we go out and we see these kids out in the community, we'll see them back next year. I like to see the progress of the kids who have been coming for year after year after year. The kids were this big and that were following along on a rope to stay with their group are now leaders. And they're leading groups around. My granddaughter was a leader this year, and I think it was Tuesday, and my daughter said to her, Kaya, we're going to try our best to get you to VBS today, but we have a lot to do. And she said, Mom, I have obligations. I made a commitment. I need to be there. And they got her here. She went from this big, following along on a rope, to now I have an obligation and a commitment to God. And that is what Vacation Bible School is all about. And that is what each one of us contributes to God's plan every year. We don't know what God's plan is for each one of these kids, but God knows. So next year, we'll see the kids a little taller. We'll see them maybe have an idea what this is when they come in. We'll see new leaders. We'll see new little kids. And next year will be another great year for Vacation Bible School. So thank you guys for continuing that tradition. It's become a tradition here at Plains forever. And I think a lot of people in the community rely on that to keep their kids involved, because this may be the only contact they have with God's Word. So as we go out into the world, let's keep that in mind. Not only for ourselves and the children, but let's concentrate on the good things people do. The good things Moses did, the good things Paul did, the good things we do every day. And let's not hone in on the dark side, the things that people don't want us to know. That's the hubbub on social media. That's the talk at the water fountain at work. But let's concentrate on the good things that we do every day, because we do a lot of good things. And this is just one little church in the corner of Butler County in the whole world. Can you imagine what goes on in the whole world as Vacation Bible School brings new kids, introduces them to God every year? Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us this week. It's a busy week for all of us. But we know that it's your goal to bring your love to all these children every year. They come here with aspirations of having fun and learning about you, and they leave here having had fun and knowing a little bit more about you every year. Stay with them, stay with us as we traverse into the life back into what we do every day. Keep us on the right path. Look at the good things we do. And we thank you for not criticizing us for the bad things that we do. We know that you forgive us and walk with us every day. Amen. Would you join with me in the doxology? Gifts of the day. We've been bringing gifts all week for the Evan City Food Bank. We pray that you accept these, put them to your use for the betterment of your plan. Please keep us in mind. Help us with these gifts to disperse them in your holy name. Amen. Thanks, Frank. Our next VBS song is God is Always With Us.
Yeah.
we've come to the time where we'd like to hear where God, where you've seen God this week. Where have you seen God in your life?
Last week we asked you to pray for our granddaughter who was having surgery to remove an extra toe. And we were told that they would have to carry her for a week and never let her down and all sorts of things. And the surgery would take 2.5 hours. Well, it took 25 minutes, and they put her on the walking cast and said, yeah, she can walk wherever she wants to. And she hasn't been bothered, and for that we're really thankful.
So unexpected news, unexpected good news. Yes. Yes.
This week, as some people might have seen, I took a face plant right on the sidewalk in front of the library, and a stranger, a lady that was in the parking lot, came over, picked up all my things, sat with me until the paramedics came. She had called 911 and she just stayed with me the whole time and talked to me. And so, I mean, she was happened to be in the right place at the right time and took care of me until people came, until David showed up. And so it was very nice that she did that. I did not know her whatsoever.
Sometimes it's just the simple things that make your day and get you through the tough times. It doesn't have to be a monumental task. It can be something as simple as sitting with you after an incident like that. Where else have you seen God at work?
I've got a stressful time. I was in the store, got a call. And I lost my Bible app, and it goes up my hearing aid, and this calm music came into my ear, and the message on the Bible app was near the right time to calm down. I had no idea how I bumped it, but I think that was the Lord walking with me through my
So sometimes God intervenes when we don't expect, because He knows what you need before you even need it. So bumping your Bible app by mistake made your day. I see another hand, Janelle.
This week we had a family that came up to me, and she said they usually go out of town every couple days, and they go to Erie and hang out and spend a couple days up there. And their girls came up to them this week and they said, Mom, we're not going to Erie until VBS is over, right? She said, no, we're not going until VBS is over. And they're like, good, because we have to be there.
Wait, was this her first time?
It was the first time, yeah, here. Oh.
So, postponing a vacation because of Vacation Bible School. That's what it's all about, I think. So, glad to hear that. Glad to hear. Where else have you seen God at work? Any other joys and concerns other than with Pastor Mike's granddaughter, who is doing better than expected after surgery and is up and walking around? Joanne?
Yeah. We ought to all be thankful.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a monumental task to take that over. It's a big undertaking every year. So Janelle and Erica and the whole crew, what they do every year is amazing. Other joys and concerns. Tiffany.
Prayers for my Uncle David. He has several kidney stones.
Tiffany's Uncle David with kidney stones. We'll keep him in our prayers to help him get through that. I see another hand. James.
Yeah, it was a monumental blessing to see that a lot of these crops and things we see in the front were passed on from other VBS and other churches. And it saved a ton of work, and we just, you know, come out of the blue. And that's another thing about work. But I mean, it just saved a lot of work, took a lot of pressure off. And it's just really amazing to see it here today. And this is our first time here in the VBS this week, but the whole thing is just really well. It's really awesome. So.
It amazes me how much background is done here every year. I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, so anybody who can do this sort of artwork is, I'm in awe. But getting that from past Bible schools and sharing it with other Bible schools certainly helps decrease the workload, for sure.
You don't realize the hours that are put in, the handing, you know, pasting, moving, painting,
checking,
for weeks before.
Yeah, we see it going on in various stages downstairs for weeks. For weeks in advance, yes. It is a lot of work.
I just want to thank, I'm a former Catholic, and I've never been to the Cajun Bible School, and I was just amazed how the directors have everything planned to be very detailed. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so grateful for the experience.
Yeah, this place really rocks, especially with the Carter Asylum back. It rocks here in the evenings during the week. You could hear it coming down the streets. Yeah. Bert.
This could be humorous, but in a way it is, in a way it isn't. The difference between the secular world and the Bible school, what you preached on a little bit earlier. And I got Ron Carter back into some of this because he brought up Halloween. And I went into Lowe's the other day and the joint's haunted. As Curly would say on the Three Stooges, the more of the merrier. There's ghouls, there's skeletons, there's witches. Cry out loud, it's the middle of the week and it's Bible school. Here's mom, the week before Bible school, taking little 3-year-old Timmy to Lowe's. Well, not that, this is dad. Dad's taking little 3-year-old Timmy to Lowe's. They go in and they get a light bulb. Mom wants a light bulb. It's got to be a special time. Then, you know, mom says, that's the wrong one. Now I got to take it back. Now I've got to do one. Mom takes Timmy to Bible school. 3-year-old Timmy to Bible school. Says, Timmy, we got to make a stop on the way back. Dad's got the wrong light bulb. Mom pulls into Lowe's parking lot and Timmy starts freaking out and crying. I'm not going in there. Why? I'm not going in there. There's things in there that are spooky. I just heard about Jesus. Now I gotta go look at the spooky things. I'm not going in there. Yeah, it's just, why do these corporations have to put this stuff in front of our face? I will, you know, if you're gonna do the Halloween thing, do it. Do it at the beginning of September. Please wait till after Labor Day. We haven't had that Labor Day yet. Paul Bunyan and guys like that, we don't celebrate. We bring out the skeletons. So I'm done with my rant. I hope you found me. Well, bringing up Halloween. I don't want to hear no more about Halloween.
In my defense, all I did was share a Facebook meme that said, now that July 4th is over, it's time to decorate for Halloween. Right?
And we were off.
predicted that correctly.
They were okay. Selling Christmas decorations at Costco 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they sure
oh,
are.
Oh, my. It's an uphill battle, Christianity, isn't it? With the business world and commercial world, keeping kids on track. It's a full-time job, keeping our kids on the right path with God. Joanne.
It's a joy to have Dave and Chris and Maureen Christie here today.
Dave and Maureen are visiting us today. Welcome. Sandy. I think if they walk away with one message from the whole week, it's worthwhile. But I think you guys setting the pace and being an example for them, that's what makes it. So making Christianity fun, nothing wrong with that. Yes. Sure. Yeah, it. I mean, the music is certainly the what pulls all the pieces together, right? And I think having the live music is phenomenal. It brings a whole new dimension to VBS. So, thank you guys for being here all week. Other joys and concerns, Nancy.
Thanks to the leaders and the fact yes. that you there for being here to help. Thank you.
Other joys and concerns?
I'll just call out Sandy and Matt live in Pittsburgh, so I mean they drove in every day, so she didn't say that. She thanked everyone else, but thanks to them for the
long haul.
And we
certainly appreciate them all being here and coordinating this all week every year. So thank you guys. Other joys and concerns? Tiffany.
I was not here, but I heard about Bert and Nancy. I heard that their Bible talk was Friday night, and they were having a great time. And I'm really sorry I missed
that. Yeah.
So yeah. Thumbs up to the actor and actress over there. Yeah.
Yeah, Pharaoh Nancy.
And your husband was a great reporter, too.
Yeah, he took on several roles in Bible time.
One more thing, just, you know, if we think this does need a blue remark, interesting, because I think his name is Mark. Mark Sprope came the last night to walk around and see the stations and see the closing program. He came as a kid. So he's now, you know, in his 20s, and he wanted to come and see what's going on.
Yeah. It's amazing to see the people what the progression they've made over the years through VBS. Other joys and concerns. Then let's be the church and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you've been with us all week. Been a busy week for us, been a busy week for you, but through your love and through the devotion of our volunteers, we have brought Christianity to many kids. We've had children of all ages, from very young, as they've progressed all the way up to group leaders. We've seen their progression and their dedication to you, their commitment to their faith because of the work that the volunteers and the congregation of Plains Church have made. Lord, we ask you to stay with Tiffany's uncle who is dealing with kidney stones. Walk with him, hold his hand, be with him, help him through this ordeal so that he can get resolution. We're happy to see Dave and Maureen back visiting today. Lord, we always welcome any of your children to worship you with us here at Plains Church. We welcome 60 kids this week to worship you, and they had a wonderful time. We ask that you stay with Pastor Mike's granddaughter as she progresses after surgery, which was better than expected. And Lord, we know that Christianity is an uphill battle in this world. But here at Plains, we've made a splash this week. We've made an impression on not only 60-some kids, but also on their parents and other people who have visited during the week. They walk away knowing that you are an awesome God. Lord, stay with us this week as we venture out into the world. Help us to continue to teach your word, to spread Christianity through our actions, and be the disciples you expect us to be. In your holy name, amen. And would you join with me in the first prayer that God taught us, or Jesus taught us to say, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. And now the Carter band will take us out today with Watching Over You.
Watching over you.
Will you bow your heads with me? Now, God, as we leave this place filled with the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, let's let others know that we love them because we are Christians. Love given to us by Jesus Christ, Lord, give us the strength to stand up and let the world know that we are proud to be called Christians. Go now, knowing that God is walking with you every hour of every day. And all God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.